uMathewu isahluko sechumi lanhlanu. Kwasekufika kuJesu abaFarisi lababhali bevela eJerusalema bathi,
"Kungani ukuba abafundi bakho baphule isiko labadala na? Ngoba kabagezi izandla nxa besidla."
Wabaphendula wathi,
"Lani ke kungani lisaphula umlayo kaNkuluNkulu ngenxa yesiko lenu na? Ngoba uNkulunkulu walaya wathi, hlonipha uyihlo lonyoko, lokuthi okhuluma okubi ngoyise ingabe ngonina ngafe lokufa. Kodwa lina lithi, aluba umuntu esithi kuyise ingabe kunina, lokho obungasizwa yimi ngakho kungumnikelo. Kakusaswelakalanga ukuba ahloniphe uyise ingabe unina. Ngalokho lenza ilizwi likaNkulunkulu libe yize ngenxa yesiko lenu. Lina bazenzisi, uIsaya wazisa kuhle ngani esithi, laba bantu bangidumisa ngemilomo yabo, kodwa inhliziyo yabo ikhatshana lami. Bangikhonza ngeze, befundisa izifundiso eziyimilayo yabantu."
Wasebiza abantu wathi kubo,
"Lalelani liqedisise. Kakusikho okungena emlonyeni okungcolisa umuntu, kodwa okuphuma emlonyeni yikho okungcolisa umuntu."
Abafundi bakhe basebesondela bathi kuye,
"Uyazi ukuthi abaFarisi bathe ukulizwa lelo lizwe bakhubeka na?"
Waphendula wathi,
"Zonke izihlahlakazana ezingahlanyelwanga ngubaba wasezulwini ziza kusijula. Bayekeleni bangabakhokheli abayiziphofu. Alubana isiphofu sikhokhela isiphofu, ziza kuwela emgodini zombili."
UPetro wasesithi kuye,
"Sichasisele lumfanekiso."
Wathi,
"Kanti lani lisengabange la kuqedisisa na? Kaliboni ukuba konke okungena emlonyeni kuya esiswini kusuke kuphumele ngaphandle na? Kodwa okuphuma emlonyeni kuvela enhliziyweni, lokhu kuyamngcolisa umuntu. Ngoba enhliziyweni kuvela imicabango emibi, lokubulala, lobufebe, lokuphinga, lokweba, lokufakaza amanga, lokunyeya. Yizo lezo zinto ezimngcolisayo umuntu. Kodwa ukudla ngezandla ezingahlanjululwanga kakungcolisi muntu."
UJesu wasuka lapho waya elizweni laseTire leSidoni. Owesifazane waseKhanani wakhala kuye wathi,
"Nkosi, ndodana kaDavida, akungihawukele. Indodakazi yami ingenwe ngumoya omubi."
Kodwa kamphendulanga ngitsho langelizwi nje. Wasebesondela kuye abafundi bakhe bamncenga bathi,
"Mxotshe, ngoba uyasilandela ekhala."
Waphendula wathi,
"Kangithunywanga kwabanye, kuphela kuzo izimvu ezilahlekileyo zendlu yako Israyeli."
Kodwa owesifazana wasondela waguqa phambi kwakhe wathi,
"Nkosi, nisize."
UJesu waphendula wathi,
"Kakukuhle ukuthatha ukudla kwabantwana kuphoselwe ezinjeni."
Yena wathi,
"Yebo, Nkosi, kodwa lezinja ziyadla imvuthuluka ewa etafuleni yabaninizo."
UJesu wasemphendula esithi,
"Oh mama, kukhulu ukukholwa kwakho, kakube kuwe njengokufisa kwakho."
Indodakazi yakhe yasila kusukela kuleso sikhathi. UJesu wasuka lapho wadlula ngasolwandle lwaseGalili, wenyukela entabeni wahlala phansi khona. Kweza kuye amaxuku amakhulu leziqhuli lezingini leziphofu lezimungulu labanye abanengi ababeka ngasenyaweni zakhe wabasilisa. Baze bamangala abantu bebona izimungulu zikhuluma, lezingini zisilisiwe, leziqhuli zihamba, leziphofu zibona, bamdumisa uNkulunkulu kaIsrayeli. UJesu wasebabiza abafundi bakhe wathi,
"Ngiyalihawukela ixuku ngoba selilami insuku ezintathu lingelalutho lokudla. Kangithandi ukuba ngibadabulele belambile, funa baphelelwe ngamandla endleleni."
Abafundi bakhe bathi kuye,
"Siza kuzuza ngaphi lapha enkangala izinkwa ezinganela ukuba zisuthise ixuku elingaka na?"
UJesu wathi kubo,
"Lezinkwa ezingaki na?"
Bathi,
eziyisikhombisa lenhlazana eziyingcosana.
Walaya ixuku ukuba lihlale phansi, wathatha izinkwa eziyisikhombisa lenhlanzi, esebongile wazihlephula wazinika abafundi bakhe, labafundi bazinika ixuku. Wonke badla, basutha, babutha imvuthuluka eseleyo, izitsha eziyisikhombisa zigcwele. Labo abadlayo babe ngamadoda azinkulungwane ezine ngaphandle kwabesifazane labantwana. Esedabulele ixuku wangena emkolweni waya emikhawulweni yasemagadana.